TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There are warnings that poultry product shortages and high prices will continue despite South Africa having lifted the ban on Brazilian imports. Imports of mechanically deboned meat and chicken from the South American country are set to resume. South Africa has lifted the ban that was triggered by a bird flu outbreak in a region of Brazil. The ban had cut off 95% of the country's mechanically deboned meat supply, the main ingredient in Poloni and Vienna sausages. George Southey is the manager of the Pinetown-based Murlock Foods.
The prices of mechanically deboned meat have already soared by over 140%. Millions of meals have been lost, and it'll take months before supply stabilizes. South Africa remains vulnerable to future food disruptions until it agrees on a regionalization protocol. This allows unaffected regions to continue trading during disease outbreaks.
And Southey says government needs to work on a regional deal with Brazil so future outbreaks don't halt all exports. A Mexican crew member of a super yacht charged with the murder of his 20-year-old South African colleague in the Bahamas has been denied bail. Paige Bell's body was found on the vessel off Harbour Island a week ago. The 39-year-old accused, Brigido Munoz, was found nearby with wounds believed to be from an attempt to take his own life. The circumstances around the incident are still being investigated. It's understood Bell, a former pupil at Hillcrest High School west of Durban, had been planning to return home next week to celebrate her 21st birthday. In a social media post today, the school says Bell's death is a great loss to all who knew her. It says she matriculated in 2022 and is remembered as having been the happiest, most bubbly person. It's understood her parents have traveled to the Bahamas. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help the family with their repatriation process and other support they may need. President Cyril Ramaphosa will address the country on Sunday evening. There's been pressure on him to deal with the allegations of corruption and political interference in police matters made by KZN's top cop Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Ramaphosa was attending the BRICS summit in Brazil when Mkhwanazi accused Police Minister Senzo Mdlunu and other top police officials of interference in high-profile criminal investigations. And the cross-examination of Eastern Cape Judge President Salbi Mbenenge has officially concluded at the Judicial Conduct Tribunal in Sandton. Anastasi Mohobu has more.
As proceedings wrapped up, Judge President Salbi Mbenenge told the tribunal he had tried to reconcile with his accuser, Andiswa Mengo, but claimed she had already blocked him. He said he even reached out to people closer to Mengo, asking them to convince her to stop circulating what he called private flirtatious messages. Despite the allegations, Mbenenge insists he never sent her any explicit images.
If you have an interest in another secretary, would you then continue the way you WhatsApp Ms. Mengo with that secretary as well?
I don't follow the question. Sorry, you don't have to answer that.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair. I have no further questions.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg, a high of 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Edwel van der Merwe will earn his second cap for the Springboks this weekend when they take on Italy. The Junior Sharks are currently 38-13 down against Western Province in the second half at Craven Week. And Amanda Anisimova leading Arina Sabalenka 1-0 in their Wimbledon semi-final.